to turn on the light. Gonna laugh it, it will be alright. Pull me out another phone. I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try. Get it on like once before. When people stared in Cobain's eyes and scored like the video film we saw. His name was always Buddy, and he shrugged and he'd ask to stay. She'd sigh like with the Wonder Kid and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rest. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman prayed at work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. It's hard enough to keep formation with this fallout saturation. Cursing at the astronaut who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia, the Bureau Supply for aging men. With snorting head he gazes to the shore. Once had rage to see the rage no more. Like the video film bizarre. His name was always Buddy, and he'd shrug and he'd ask to stay. She sighed like with the Wonder Kid and turned her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but you know she really loves him. It's a crash course for the it's a driving Saturday. His name was always Buddy, and he'd shrug and he'd ask to stay. She'd sigh like with the Wonder Kid and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but you know she really loves him. It's a crash course for the Raiders. It's a driving Saturday, driving Saturday. It's a driving Saturday.
WMFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the Ravers show. How do you do? I am Brian Young. Today we have Inverter coming in. If you like hard rock, that's what I'm serving with Inverter. Anyway, yeah, they should be here in a half hour or so. So in the meantime, how about a couple things for Halloween? Maybe. If you have requests, 855-915-9639. his Lou Reed's Halloween Parade. I play this one every year. Love it.
There's a downtown fair singing out Proud Mary as she cruises Christopher Street. And some southern queen is acting loud and mean where the docks and the badlands meet. This Halloween is something to be sure of, especially to be here without you. There's a Greta Garbo and an Alfred Hitchcock and some black Jamaican stud. There's five Cinderellas and some leather drags. I almost fell into my mug. There's a Crawford Davis and a tacky Cary Grant. And some homeboys looking for trouble down here from the Bronx. But there ain't no Harry and no Virgin Mary. You won't hear those voices again. And Johnny Rio and Rotten Rita, you never see those faces again. This Halloween is something to be sure, especially to be here without you. There's the Born Again Losers and the Lavender Boozers and some crack team from Washington Heights. The boys from Avenue B, the girls from Avenue D are Tinkerbell and Tights. This celebration somehow gets me down, especially when I see you're not around. There's no Peter Pedantic saying things romantic in Latin, Greek, or Spic. There's no Three Bananas or Brandon Alexander dishing all their tricks. It's a different feeling that I have today, especially when I know you've gone away. There's a girl from Soho with a t-shirt saying I blow. She's with the Jive 5, 2 plus 3. And the girl for pay dates are giving cut rates or else doing it for free. The past keeps knock, knock, knocking on my door, and I don't want to hear it anymore. No consolations, please, for feeling funky. I gotta get my head above my knees. But it makes me mad and it makes me sad, and then I start to freeze. In the back of my mind I was afraid it might be true. In the back of my mind I was afraid that they meant you. The Halloween Parade. At the Halloween Parade. At the Halloween Parade. See you next year at the Halloween Parade.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Oh, I can only write this behind a locked door for fear of the world coming down on top of my head. I was at a Walmart in Joplin, Missouri recently. I was standing in line with some shaving cream. All around me, Halloween displays were up and Halloween candy was everywhere. I stood in a long line with all kinds of people. Most of them were holding bags of candy. Men coming home from work, tired-eyed, with slightly bent backs dressed in heavy clothing, standing in line with nothing in their hand but a bag of candy to give to little kids. I didn't think they did that anymore. I tried to imagine kids going door-to-door where I live. No way. Standing in line with the humans and their candy, it made me feel like I came from a different planet where the streets were covered with bullet casings and dried blood. I'm screwed up and sentimental, I know. I remember how much I used to look forward to Halloween. 24 hours later, I was in Ohio, at a hotel near the Greyhound station, where drug dealers were working the parking lot. Some things are over with. Really over with.
Some words from Henry Rollins there. Oh, let's see. What else have we been listening to? Not a lot. It's a little early in the show. Yeah, started it off with a Thigh Scrapers theme. Lou Reed, Halloween Parade, and Misfits. And Henry Rollins, who didn't go up on my list for some reason. I got to put it in there manually. I just got a phone call from my fabulous guests I had last week. Check them out if you haven't yet. Psych-O-Positive. I think they sent me some music. I'll have to check my email. But they called in with a request for Living Dead Girl. Happy Halloween.
Who is this irresistible creature who has an insatiable love for the dead?
The stage is only one show away to bring the giant down. Deep on the screen, just amateur things. We're the ones that put on the devil's wings. Feel better.
a dollar read. Eats dollar bills. Don't fix machine. Creates another fiend. So beautiful they make you kill. We'll be right back.
Was on Halloween night by the eve of November when whistled and screeched through the trees. The spirits and ghosts must make their appearance and dance with the withering leaves. For the restless poor souls are those who done evil, are those who had wronged them in life. Had better watch out and wear your disguises, they surely be haunting this night. For this is the night of the evil, be worried at loss of the light. For the witches, the demons, the phantoms, the banshees will surely be haunting this time. So beware, young ladies, and wear your disguise. Beware in the dead of the night. Take care of yourselves and wear your disguises, for they will be haunting this night. So beware, 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 young fellas, they're coming to get you tonight. Take care of yourselves and wear your disguises, for this is the Halloween night. They're outside in the garden, they're behind the bushes, they're just round the corner by the rivers and rushes.
In the shadows of evening, we're haunting this night. We dance in the moonlight tonight. They're coming to get you tonight. We dance in the moonlight tonight.
They're in the rude mansion, the tumble-down shack by the old country bar, in the city and town and the alley and doorway. They're coming all round you tonight. Beware of the lost of the light. Of the graveyard are wandering free on this night. The ghosts and the specters grotesque from the grave will frighten us all on this night. So you better watch out and wear your disguises and dance with the demons tonight. For the spirits, the spookish, the eerie, the beastly are wandering free on this night. In the shadows of evening, by the light of the moon, by mysterious stars in the sky. For this is the night of the evil, they're coming to get you tonight. So beware, young ladies, and wear your disguise. Beware in the dead of the night. Take care of yourselves and wear your disguises, for they will be haunting this night. So beware, 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 young fellas, they're coming to get you tonight. Take care of yourselves and wear your disguises, for this is the Halloween night. They're outside in the garden, they're behind the bushes, they're just round the corner by the rivers and rushes.
In the shadows of evening, we're haunting this night. We dance in the moonlight tonight. They're coming to get you tonight. We dance in the moonlight tonight.
They're in the rude mansion, the tumble-down shack by the old country bar, in the city and town and the alley and doorway. They're coming all round you tonight. Beware of the lost of the light.
Just to see if you would catch me. We'll be right back. It's all about you. We've seen it through and through, and you know it's true. Come on, dead baggage in your heart, hoping change for a fresh new start. But we all know just how it goes. Those separate bags, they're taking toll. So we say, yep, it's all simply me. Can't understand what you become. Some ultra scum, sucking sludge like a leech, with the soul not yours to keep, no sleep. Because you're simply out of reach. Cause I'll no see you, baby. In fact, my soul is even back on the yours. I'll no see you, baby. It's just the way, it's just the way it is. I'll no see you, baby. In fact, my soul is even back on the yours. I'll no
1.5 WMFO in Medford with Inverter right there.
Oh, Inverter's here. That song was unbelievable.
And guess,
unbelievable.
And guess what? Inverter is right here, too.
What's up?
Brian.
What's happening, guys?
What's up? What's going on?
This is happening.
First, I gotta say, is this the whole band here?
That's all four of us. Can you believe it?
Yeah, and you brought your kid, too.
Yeah, and Xander is here. He's never been in a radio station.
He's our turntablist and tambourinist.
Wow.
Yeah. When needed.
I just want to say before we start, let the people know, I've known Bill most of my life. Since
all 10 years of it.
since childhood, back in Scituate, where we grew up. And then years later, I went to broadcasting school, and he had been chief engineer at WBCN for years, and he got me my first radio job. So,
yeah, well, hey, and here you are, still at it.
Yeah, not making as much money. But
yeah, whatever.
Doing what you love.
That's
but
right.
But look at all the women behind you.
That's right. We couldn't get in the building.
The naked women, they're all here.
No, they have tassels on, technically.
So they are Inverter. What's going on, guys? When did you guys get together?
Oh, Deke and I have been working together for years. We actually met in radio, and this band started as kind of a goof in my basement, just him and I, and then we wrote a couple tunes.
Deke worked at BCN as well, right?
Yeah, about 7 years. I was a DJ there weekdays.
Right.
It was fun while it lasted. Like everything else, it got super corporate, and
right.
Now I'm out, and I'm not complaining that I'm out.
Yeah.
I miss parts of radio, but yeah, that place was legendary, and now it's gone, unfortunately.
Get a job here.
Yeah, maybe. The commute would kill me.
Yeah, right.
Where do you live?
I live down near Brockton. It's just the traffic. Like even when I worked at BCN, it was such a pain in the butt to get up to Boston at times.
I'm in Quincy. It's not bad. I zip in and out.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm right near the highway.
Nice. All right. But yeah, I mean that's how we started, and we were like, oh, let's write a couple more. Then it was like, hey, let's record them. And he did all the drumming and vocals, and I did all the guitar and bass. And then we got Jeff and Jimmy, because we were like, let's do a gig. So we found these guys. So 4 albums later, here we are. And it's awesome. Yeah, we're doing great. We got a new album out.
What year was that you got together?
It was like 6-7 years ago.
Uh-huh.
The rest is history. No, it's, yeah, I mean, I was just going to add in, the first album was so long ago, our sound has changed a bit, where it's like, I listened to the first album, which I loved at the time, and it got us a lot of gigs and people talking about it. It built this band. I listen to it now, I'm like, I'm so embarrassed.
Yeah, we're a dance band now.
Yeah.
Oh, before I forget, let me just say what we've been playing up to your song there. Yeah, we had By Request, Rob Zombie, Living Dead Girl, Halloween, She's So Mean, Mud Honey with Halloween, Stooges, I Want to Be Your Dog, The Wolf Tones, Halloween, Afghan Wigs, Big Top, Halloween, Blow Pops with Halloween, and then Inverter.
We ruined the whole thematic thing there. We
Inverter with No Savior. No, well, I did throw in Want to Be Your Dog. The only reason why, because I noticed at the end of Mud Honey, they went into that... Oh man, that's I Want to Be Your Dog. So I had to play it right afterwards. I always have to make sure, like, they know I know.
They all know.
Everybody knows, Brian.
Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. So new album out, huh? You guys doing a lot of gigs?
We are. Yeah, Jeff, you want to answer that one?
Yeah, we're playing a lot of up Western Mass, Providence, Connecticut, trying to get a little spot up in Vermont that we've been playing a little bit here and there, get a good following up there. So we're trying to hit all of New England. You know, wherever they'll have us play, we'll get up there, no problem.
Okay, you know what I didn't even do? I always do this. Start from, give your name and...
date of birth.
Yeah. Name and instrument, starting with Bill.
Pet's first name.
I play the harmonica. No, my name is Bill, and I'm the guitar player in Inverter. Bill Bracken, that is.
Bill Bracken, chief engineer for BCM for years.
And I'm Jimmy E., the bass player.
Deke, vocals, tambourine.
El Jefe, Jeffrey, drums.
So this is a BCN band, by the way. The three of us all worked at BCN together.
Oh, wow. You did, too?
Jeff briefly had a tie with BCN, too.
Yeah, so we're all BCN alumni. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And we didn't plan it that way. It just kind of happened.
Yeah.
The universe, I don't know, brought us together.
Right.
Or it was whiskey.
Just when we thought we were out.
Yeah. Keep pulling me back in.
And even, so this room's full of them, because even I worked for BCN
there
a bit.
There you go. Alex is now the program director.
Alex,
BCN Online.
So Alex is a BCN baby.
Yeah.
Sarah, I'm not kidding you. Yeah. So that's where I met my wife at BCN.
Conceived on the console.
That's what I was going to ask.
I didn't want to go there.
He's like, oh, God.
Is that what we're talking about, Bill?
No. But we met at BCN.
Okay.
So, yeah. New album, is that what we're talking about?
I don't know. Ask us a question, Brian.
From console loving.
Well, Bill, I've been with, I've known you for years. I remember back when you had the band and your band used to travel around in a hearse.
Oh, yeah. Well, we couldn't afford a van, so. We robbed a funeral home.
It's been killing me. I can't remember the name of that band.
I don't know. I was in a bunch of different.
It wasn't split level.
I don't know. You're going way back.
Rare Form. I think it was Rare Form.
Probably, yeah.
80s.
Yeah, you're going way back. So we got the new album. We're playing some shows with Living Color, who actually sings on this album. Corey Glover is on one of the tracks.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, you'll have to play that one, too.
Taproot this Thursday night.
Taproot.
Yeah, that's right. We got to plug our shows.
We're being too modest.
Let's hear our songs first. Yeah. What's the name of the album, Bill?
Sonic Vandalism.
Right on. What would you say the theme of this album is?
It's a lot of dystopian. It's nerdy. It's nerdier than ever before.
You're nerdy.
Yeah, I am too.
Monsters,
nerd.
It's mostly me. There's a lot of stories behind them.
Your mom's a nerd.
Yes, big tape glasses, pocket protector, jacked pants.
Nice.
That's why I like Bill's mom so much. It reminds me of mine. She's got that Skolnick laugh, Revenge of the Nerd style. No, it's a dystopian future kind of. I mean, the cover is it's Roy Batty from Blade Runner, a rendition.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah. So it's there's a lot of nerdy references, and I won't say nerdy, sci-fi, obscure, and kind of intellectual. Let's call it that.
Deke's wicked smart.
Yeah, I guess. We'll maybe talk about a track or two.
That's
after.
Not Harrison Ford's character, though.
No, it's Roy Batty, Rutger Hauer, who played the replicant, who was like the main evil guy.
Right.
So there's actually a couple sound bites. in the album too from that. But we faked them. It's actually me doing them to avoid copyright infringement. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I have to look something up. Talk amongst yourselves. I got to look something up real quick.
All right. So this Thursday, we're playing at the Vault in New Bedford with the band Taproot.
And Dead by Wednesday and Lydia's Castle, which is the drummer from Stained.
Yep. Nice. Yes. I didn't even know
you didn't
that.
Even know that.
I didn't even know where the club was.
Live on the air, we're informing Bill of what's coming up.
Right.
He's like, oh, thank God, I'm
That's
free.
That's how then. I roll.
One week from today, Saturday.
You know what they call the automated system here when there's not a DJ and it just runs?
Audio Vault.
No. Rick Deckard, which was Harrison Ford's character and Blade Runner.
Yeah. Fellow nerd, I see. Yeah. So we're playing with Living Color the 28th. That's a ways off.
Actual band, Living Color.
Yeah, we're playing up.
Yeah, we played with them before up in Burlington.
No kidding. Yeah. Who else have you played with?
Oh, a lot of bands, man.
Chantrick, Trapped. Who else?
Crowbar, Cottonmouth Kings, Flaw,
Scissor Fight,
Green Jelly. Oh, we got a
Scissor Fight, huh?
Yeah. We got another show with them coming up.
Tree,
bunch of Tree.
We've
gigs.
Done a lot of shows with Tree. They're back.
Uh huh.
So those
back
have been
with
a lot
vengeance.
Of fun. Yep, yep. Who else, dude? There's been a lot of them. Jesus.
The Wiggles.
We played with Dope,
Billy
Sabaton.
Biohazard.
Billy Bio.
Billy
that
from
was
Biohazard.
Yeah. Jimmy, talk into the mic. Yep.
Any of the metal, new metal, or semi-death metal bands out there that come through the air, we've played with a good deal of them.
Yep.
Head PE, we played with them
that
long ago. Yeah, I'm really digging in the dark recesses of my mind.
Let's dig into this new album.
All right.
What's the first song you want to hear?
Why don't you put on the Stone Cold Shocker?
That's number one.
First
right?
track.
All right. You got it.
A WMFO.
Yes.
Yeah, Jimmy.
Jimmy wants to.
It's time to say it. Go ahead.
Jimmy wants to do the call letters. Do it.
Come on.
WMFO.
91.5 FM.
No, it goes like this. Yeah, I'll get started. Yeah. You're listening to
WMFO.
91.5 in Medford.
Meffa!
Yeah!
All right, here we go.
1, 2, 3, what? She's like a tickle pool, trying to do what she wants.